accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 47001 through 47017. Checks 470019 through 470059. Warrants 8034 through 8036 and 2 journal entries or transfers.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Can you restate the starting check number?
47001 through 47017.
I think there's one more zero there.
Did I not say 3 zeros?
No, ma'am.
Okay. 470001 through 470017. Checks 470019 through 470059. Warrants 8034 through 8036. 2 journal entries or transfers.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Did you get second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 470018.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for, we've got regular session minutes for November 20th, 2022 and December 5th, 2022 and executive session minutes for November 7th, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 30th, 2022. And
second.
Sorry, go ahead.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for November 7th, 2022 and December 5th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve regular session minutes for December 5th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
I would like to present the monthly budget report for the end of November 2022. GCR ended with a balance of $8,923,628.80. With that, having revenues of $13,560,873.52 and expenditures of $12,857,599.92. Road and Bridge CART Fund ended the month at $2,112,252.25. Road and Bridge Fund was at $15,645,129.41. law enforcement tax fund ended at $6,367,912.50. The sewer fund ended at $13,748,320.70. And those are the major funds of, that is getting collected sales tax. Any questions?
Thank you. I don't. Thank you. Oh. Did you have?
No.
Property and casualty insurance renewal with Allis Acres and Arnie Insurance and Business Advisors. Morning.
Unless they had this from last time, but
yeah.
They had printed another copy with a summary of the deductible.
Thank you.
So last time we went through the proposal, and we left it that the commission was going to have some discussion on the deductible options and which direction you wanted to go with that. So really there are three different options, and it affects the pricing in different ways. The first one that you see on this page here, this summary of it, is a $5,000 deductible with a $250,000 wind hail deductible separate. That is the least expensive premium, but that $250,000 is pretty big thing. They have offered a the $5,000 with 150 wind hail per occurrence, at $61,000 for the property premium. And then there's also an option to buy that 150 down to 50, which is where we're closer to where we were before. It's just more money out. It's more money in premium to buy it down, of course. The property rates overall, just the net property rates are up about 7%. The valuation on the property is up about 7%, 6 to 7%. So that's the property is rising because of reconstruction costs mostly. Property market in general, the rates are going up as well. So we're getting a little bit of a double hit there. We talked last time about an option for the auto too, but I think that's been already decided that we didn't want to do anything with the deductibles there. All the other lines are flat, with except for exposure changes, but the rates are all flat. It's the property that's really the decision today.
And that is per occurrence. If we have one storm come through and it wipes several things out, that's per?
One occurrence, yeah, right. One storm is one occurrence, correct. Last year's premium, just for reference, was $78,500 per property, with the lower deductibles. They're giving a pretty good break for the higher deductibles. But still, even with that break, when you buy it all the way back down to where it was, it's up, would be up to $96,000 from
go with the 61,000 and 150,000. We're talking 35,000 difference there, and 100,000 difference in the gambling whether we're going to have a storm or not.
Right. Yeah.
Do you or Don know what our typical losses are with? And I know it changes, and there's no, crystal ball. But.
Yeah, on property, the losses haven't been, there haven't been bad losses on property. The automobiles where the bulk of the losses have been over the last 4 or 5 years.
The storm damage we had, there was some hail damage or something on our AC units, is that right?
Yeah.
And then what did that end up?
What the total, do you remember?
Do you remember what that was?
The total on the hail damage.
We had one that was right around 200,000, I think.
That's, yeah. Yeah, that's really the last one of size that you had.
Did we have any roof damage with that?
Hail, it was.
The 200,000 was everything, not just the building?
Yeah. It was mostly the AC units, I think, that got the west side of the.
Mm-hmm. So with knowing that information, what do you guys recommend?
Well, if you're comfortable with that $150,000 deductible, I think from the pricing standpoint, that's the best buy for the. I don't really like the 96 because they're not giving you a whole lot of.
You're not getting a lot for your money.
No, you're really not. You're paying $35,000 almost to buy it down to 100, and that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm fine with the 61,000.
I am too.
Yep.
Yep.
You want that in a formal motion, Don, or we have to go with the $5,000 accept $150,000 wind hail per occurrence for $61,267 option.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me give you a folder. I hate to waste these.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You want this one back too? Or?
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Bid recommendations for transport and marketing of recyclable materials.
Good morning.
We are here for bid recommendation, transport marketing of recyclable materials, RFP number 202211-514. We received one response from Allied Waste Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services. Our current vendor, which is Greenway, did not submit a response at all. Devin, can you read into record what they submitted?
Yeah, on the OCC cardboard, the market price based on the highest side of Chicago, number 11, yellow sheet, plus $5 a ton. On the newsprint and magazines, in the Gaylord boxes, the market price based on the highest side of the SRPN, number 56, Chicago OBM, yellow sheet, minus $55 a ton. Paper, the mixed, 80% of market price. Paper sorted office would be 80% of market price. Paper shredded, baled is what we currently do, 80% of market price. The books, like telephone, hardback, paperback, 80% of market price. The plastic, number one and number two, 80% of market payment. Tin and steel, 80% of market payment. Aluminum, 80% of market payment.